The definition of a game plan, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is it's a strategy worked out in advance, especially in sports, politics, or business. And, of course, we're going to be talking about, you know, the business part of the game plan. And I was thinking, as all you guys know, I am a major, major movie buff. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, what movies do I like and why do I like them? And I was thinking, in a lot of the movies that I absolutely love, they all have this integral part of a game plan. And it's all, can they fulfill the game plan is the real heart of the movie. I was thinking about one of the first movies I really loved was Steve McQueen in The Great Escape. And the game plan was, how do we get out of this prisoner of war camp? And the whole movie was about that and the strategy behind it, what they had to do. And then, you know, when I was really young, you know, Star Wars came out. And the whole idea in Star Wars is we got to blow up the Death Star, you know. That was, and in Raiders of the Lost Ark, we have to, you know, find the Lost Ark. And you know, you can just go on and on and on. And I was thinking that, you know, movies like The Italian Job and even Top Gun. You know, if you've had the opportunity to go see Top Gun, you know, there's a mission involved and what they have to do, and they have to have a specific game plan in order to succeed at their mission. One of the movies I really liked is a true story movie that won Best Picture in 10 years ago, 2012. It was called Argo, and it's a very complicated game plan. It's a ridiculous game plan, but it's based on a true story. And the story was during the Jimmy Carter administration, the Iranian regime took 62 American hostages, if you remember the Iran hostage situation there. But six of the Americans in the embassy that they overran escaped through a back door and hid in the Canadian embassy. And so they were going house to house. The Iranians were going house to house to try to find them to kill them for escaping. And so they were being hidden in the Canadian embassy. So they knew they had to get them out of the Canadian embassy or they were going to die. And so that's kind of the plot line. It's this ridiculous, how do we get to Iran during this heightened situation? How do we sneak these Americans out of the country, past the 100 Iranian guards at the airport, and they did it by making a fake movie, and they flew into Iran with this fake movie, the CIA, to get these guys out. But if you haven't seen the movie, Alan Arkin, who's a great actor, tries to repeat their concept to him, and it sounds ridiculous. I just want to play it.
Okay. You got six people hiding out in the town of what? 4 million people, all of whom chant death to America all the livelong day. You want to set up a movie in a week. You want to lie to Hollywood, a town where everybody lies for a living. Then you get a sneak 007 over here into a country that wants CIA blood on their breakfast cereal, and you're going to walk the Brady Bunch out of the most watched city in the world.
That's about 100 militia at the airport. That's right.
Right.
So, you know, I always thought that was a fascinating plot. It had me hooked, and it ended up winning Best Picture. But, you know, what we have in our business is a much similar concept, right? And I was thinking this morning, if somebody in your downline were to ask you, what's your game plan that you have for your business right now, how would you respond as an upline to that question? If somebody in your downline were to ask you what your game plan is right now, what would you respond as an upline? So you can go off mute for a sec if you want to respond to that. Anybody have any thoughts to what's your game plan if somebody asked you?
My game plan is right to sign up everybody, never meet a stranger, and build as big a strong a team as humanly possible in the referral marketing industry. And we're all healthy lifestyle.
I love it. And I'm excited. That is great, Terry. I appreciate that. And anybody else, if you know, have any comments there? I didn't mean to cut anybody off.
Like I said, I want to become an executive factory. Fast as
executive
possible.
Factory. I was thinking that the other day. What a great name. for a restaurant, Cheesecake Factory. An executive factory cheesecake. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. I was just thinking that was a funny thing when you're going to name a restaurant, call it a Cheesecake Factory. Anyway, what's the very first thing that anybody should do in starting a game plan? If you're going to start today, and we have new people on the phone, which I'm thrilled that we have them on the phone. And so, you know, new people, what do you think? You know, anybody starting their game plan, what's the first thing they should do? Any thoughts, anyone?
Write it down.
Oh, good.
Map it out.
Map it out. Write it down. Have a goal. Right? So let's just pause.
I would say set your mindset to not be afraid or intimidated or scared to ask anybody anything, because they put their pants on just like you do, one leg at a time.
I'm going to use an Andy response to that. Amen, brother. That's, you're exactly right, because it is a little bit intimidating. So let's pause it right there for a sec, because I know this from personal experience, guys, that 80% of people don't even take the time to, as Liz says, map it out, or as you say, write it down, Cindy, or, you know, like Terry just said, people just don't take the time because they just don't. And that's what makes distributor leaders like a Cindy Maddox, for example, or a Pam Hanks so unusual, because they write it down. They write it down. They define it. They divide it in quarters. They color code it. Just kidding. Well, not really, because I see Pam's goals all the time, and they come in this beautiful color-coordinated plan on customers and distributors and how to reach goals. And I, of course, I'm preaching to the choir on this call with all you leaders out there and what you're doing. But I have Cindy's goals for the month of June, for example, right smack in front of me. And why is that? Because at the beginning of every month, the very first thing that Cindy does after a month has ended, good or bad, whatever the goals are that you hit or you missed, she revises her goals and she sends them to me on the first of every month. And I have them right in front of me, you know, and Cindy's the only person in our company to hit X15, you know, to have 15 frontline executives, which is amazing. But I was looking at her June goals, for example, and she starts off, she has a list of everybody that's currently on her front line that she's working with, and or people that she's got involved in her front line wants to have there. And she has over 20 people that she's working with. And then her goal for the month of June is to find 8 new frontline people that she wants to get going. That's a pretty strong goal. And then she has it broke down to her 1,000 in, a personal volume requirement. People that, you know, she wants to make sure they do 1,000. That includes her and Kathy Harper and Beverly and Crystal Lowe and Kathleen and Sarah and Andy and Sherry. And she has a new chiropractic doctor out there, Dr. Dave, and other people that she's working with to make sure that they do 1,000, because she knows if they do 1,000, they get a free kit. And that helps out enormously and whatever. And then I was looking at her X3 to X15. These are our leaders that she wants to work with and get them to the next point. And, you know, there's Sarah and Andy on there and Kathy Harper, and there's Russ and there's Beverly and there's Jeannie, and there's Craig and Peggy Stoltz, and Crystal Lowe, and Christine Cooper, and Linda Harper, and Linda Fielder, and Christine. And, you know, and so I'm looking at that. She's got all this stuff in motion, and I can see it, and it's got a chance of reality because she started by writing it down. And so that's pretty good. Number three, two important points about game plans. Number one, you're not going to go anywhere unless you have one. Do you think they would have succeeded in Top Gun if they didn't have that game plan? And second, it needs to be a simple plan. You know, I joke with what I just played, because that was not a simple plan. And so the odds of succeeding go down dramatically when it's not a simple plan. And Melinda and I live by the mantra, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? So what we suggested to you guys to help you with your game plan is that you break it into four quarterly things. And the first one is just become an exec. Set your goal to become an exec. If you hit that every month, check. That's awesome. And then do your 1,000 in personal sales volume. Because if you do your 1,000 in personal sales volume, you get that free kit, you've got some customers you can work with, and you're solid as far as the foundation in the business. The third thing is, once you've done that, become an executive three. Find three people on your front line who want to do what you do. And then number four is to hit 25,000 in organizational volume. Is that a simple game plan? To me, it seems like a simple plan. Check, 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 check. Does it work? Mostly it works. I think people get through the first three parts and then they just have to, you know, go and duplicate that plan. You know, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? Hopefully it'll work for you guys when you do it. And, of course, the hardest part of that is the fourth one, hitting 25,000 in organizational volume. But there are multiple people on the phone right now who have hit 25,000 in organizational volume, or 50,000, or 75,000. And there's people on the phone who've hit over 100,000 in personal volume, in organizational volume. That's everything that you do, that's everything your customers do, and everything your distributors do. And so, can I do it? If somebody's done it, okay, just like we were talking about in breaking the 4-minute mile, you know, once somebody does it, then other people know it can be accomplished. And it depends on if you're following your game plan. So, anyways, guys, just remember, game plan is a strategy that's worked out in advance. And so you have to work it out in advance. You got to write it down. You got to put it in front of you. You got to divide it up. It's got to be simple. It's got to work, and you can do it. So with that, that's the thought process today. That's the goal. Look at your game plan, and we'll ask you about your game plan tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.